Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 11th of June. I'm your host, Paul White. Like to take a second and invite you to check us out on Tuesday evenings. This is Tuesday tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We live stream through my personal Facebook page, and we do that every week for our Tuesday evening Bible study in Flowery Branch, Georgia. This is our journey through the book of John. Tonight is the 42nd lesson in our journey through the book of John, and we are in the 6th chapter, and tonight is communion, so I'm announcing it to you, our audience. You want to be a part of that, Paul White, it's my personal Facebook page, and we may even try to do it through Paul White Ministries. Sometimes we try to do it through the ministry page as well. A little tough. All we're doing is running Facebook through cameras. But if you want to be a part of that, we would love to have you to join us live for communion tonight. We break the body. We eat the broken body and shed blood of our Lord Jesus together in community. Well, let's get back into the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 study. We spent yesterday's podcast in the 10th verse. Today we're in verse 11. It has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you, or quarrels, infightings, problems. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Kepha. Some call that Cephas. Kepha is more accurate. Or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Let's stop here for a moment. Try to lay out some groundwork for what Paul's talking about. There has been a lot of strife inside of the Corinthian church. We talked yesterday about the uniform testimony Paul wants them to have. Now we start to see the problem behind them not having a uniform testimony is they're not all declaring the same thing about Jesus. Some have jumped over into a camp that thinks they're something because they came out of Paul's ministry. Another thinks they're something because they came out of Apollos' ministry. Another came out of Cephas, that's Peter, by the way, Peter's ministry. And then you've got this ultra group that goes, well, I'm of Christ. And that might even be a group that is claiming to have seen the physical Jesus. And so they're sort of in a plane above everybody else. You could also say that they are a group that thinks that the petty arguments of what man you're from should be trumped by saying, well, I'm from Christ. I'm not like any of the rest of you. That attitude is just as abhorrent, I think, as the I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Kepha, Peter's camp, you know. Whatever camp you're of, and I think we've got a lot of camps. I see this a lot in my travels in the Grace community. The Grace community is a Grace camp, but even inside of the Grace camp, there are other little camps. The people who, they're inside the Grace. Let me only speak for a moment to the Grace side of this, because I've been in the Baptist camp, and the Pentecostal camp, and the non-denominational camp, and charismatic camp. And I've been in the certain ministers camp, like, oh, we follow this guy. You know, oh, we don't follow that guy. You know, all that. But let's just speak to Grace for a moment. I travel around, do meetings in churches, meetings in living rooms, meetings in hotel conference rooms, Skype meetings with people all over the world, sharing the gospel of grace. I don't go in a lot of traditional churches anymore that aren't quote-unquote grace churches, so I don't get into a lot of the conflicts over mixture or whatever. They just don't have me. My stuff's out there. If you have me, you know who I am. And if you've been thinking about having me and you're listening to the podcast, let me know. We'd like to hear from you. DDP@PaulWhiteMinistries.com. Contact us. But as I go, I notice that even inside of that camp, there's divisions. Because even in the Grace camp, there's the Grace camp that sees the cross as God's wrath poured out on Jesus. And they don't have any room for wrath anywhere else. And they don't have room for the cross to have been anything else but wrath. Like, you deserved wrath, so Jesus got wrath. Any other definitions, and they'll argue that no, it was about this. I've been in grace camps that and seen grace circles that are to the point of mocking spiritual gifts, that tongue talking and prophesying and laying on of hands, that stuff is just weird, but we're in grace and we don't need all of that. And I've seen camps that are almost angry at the anti-gifts of the Spirit side of the grace camp. And not even sure if that side of the grace camp even really has grace, because how can you really have grace if you deny the gifts? I've been in grace circles that are pro-rapture and pro-dispensational theology. There is a plan for Israel and then a plan for the church, and that's their grace message. And they believe that adamantly. And I've been in grace circles that are anti-rapture and all fulfilled, and there's nothing left to be fulfilled. And here's the thing, every camp thinks they've got it right and that they are the corner on the market. And we're all part of the river. You know, this book of Psalms says there is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of the Most High God. Well, you and I are the city of the Most High God, according to Revelation. There's a river in all of us called the Holy Spirit, but the streams are what make us glad. The streams are these various forms of who we are. I think you could say in, say, 1 Corinthians 1, the streams are like, I'm of Apollos, and there's a stream that's from Peter, and there's a stream that's from Paul, and there's a stream that knew the actual physical Jesus. But we're all in the same river, and that's really, I think, where Paul is trying to get the Corinthian church. He's trying to get his audience to that point where they acknowledge that they're just a stream in a greater river. And it's also, you know, that what I see in a lot of groups that seems difficult for us to really master or to understand is that you're so far down the road, but you're only so far down the road, okay? You're so far down the road that you're past someone, and you're seeing things they don't see yet. But at the same time, because they're at a different point, they're still appreciating things you don't appreciate anymore. And I've found that to be true. You know, I've moved on to other things that occupy my thinking and my study and my prayer. And people will bring things up that I preached 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And I don't disagree with those things. I'm just not thinking in that line anymore. And they'll bring them up and I'll think, and they're excited about them, but they're not ready for my stuff now. I've got a few people that contact me constantly about old stuff, old sermons. They're always, this one from 2012, and I just saw this from two. And they don't watch anything new that I do. And, well, that's okay. But it also, having those people in my life have helped me to appreciate where I was in 2012, 2013. I don't know if I would agree with everything I said then, but some of the things they're quoting to me, I think, oh yeah, I remember that, where I was in that period. To me, I see that as I'm down the road. They're at a different point in my past, but they're appreciating things I used to appreciate. And I need to respect that because that's beautiful. At the same time, there's somebody farther down the road than me. And they're seeing things I have not yet seen. And they're comprehending things I have yet to comprehend. And if they look back at me and mock me or tell me I'm wrong or make fun of me, it will only infuriate my own point in the journey and maybe cause me to deviate my steps so that I don't end up where they are. And we need to learn to respect the positioning of the traveler. Whether he's in our past, viewing things we used to view, or he's in our present, seeing things on the right side of the trail while we're looking to the left, or he's in our future, seeing things we hadn't even imagined yet. And one more thing, no matter where you are, here's the reality. No matter if you're down the road in the past, or you're to my left or right, or you're way up ahead of me. We're all standing on the shoulders of people who've done this before. You're not seeing anything that hasn't at some point been seen. You might be gifted to bring it out in a better way, and you might be gifted for such a time as this to say it in a way that this generation and this church and this people can get. But let's have some respect for those who've gone before. We're really just on the shoulders of greats. We'll start in verse 13 tomorrow, try to conclude this passage. I spent a lot of time going down those roads today. No regrets. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.